Hi, Seth.
Hey.
Hi. It seems like you got done with that earlier then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, great. So then are you ready to go ahead and get set up for that then, the 149?
Yeah, do y'all build the website or how does that work?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll make you a website. It is 100% Google compliant. We'll make sure that, you know, it's optimized, managed through your Google Business Profile. You know, there's features that we can add, like having customers contact you, pay you directly through your website, as well as review generation. Also, that they can leave reviews directly from your website to any address every listing.
Okay.
So, did you have any other questions before we get started, or?
No, I mean, can you take stuff off my Facebook page and build it from that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can do that, or if you wanted to email in pictures of your work, we can actually add a slideshow of your work.
Okay.
Okay. So you already have a Facebook business profile then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so and it's under East Texas Dirt and Tree Service, right?
Nope, that was just an advertising thing we did. But it's affordable dirt work and land clearing.
Okay, so did you change the name of your business altogether?
No, we just ran under a different name, sort of like an advertising thing.
Okay.
It's always been affordable dirt work and land clearing. And I've worked with other businesses and stuff too, but.
Okay, I see your Facebook right here, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, so then, just to clarify, do you want to keep the name Affordable Dirt Work or East Texas Dirt?
Affordable Dirt Work and Land Clearing.
Okay. I'm actually not totally sure where I even got the East Texas from.
Angie's Leads. We just run under a different business name for that.
Okay, that makes sense. Was there like another affordable dirt work or something that was on their site or something like that?
No, it's just how we just wanted to do it. We were just trying to run. It was just sort of an advertising thing.
Okay. Yeah, I think originally I had, I know it's been a while, so I'm kind of refreshing my own memory, but I think originally I had gotten your number from your wife, right?
Maybe. Not my wife,
Or your secretary or something. So woman, I think, gave me your number. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put this in here because, So then, Seth, what is your last name?
Capps. C-A-P-P-S.
C-A-P-T-S or T-T-S, you said?
Ma'am.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
Put that in here and then...
Hold on, buddy. I'm on the phone, buddy. Best email, you said?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's going to be scaps1689@gmail.com.
Okay. And so then the best phone number to always get you on is going to be this one, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry. So just forgive me. Just to clarify, it's scats at C-A-T-T-S, right? 1689.
It's P, two P's.
Oh, P-P-S, caps. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go.
Like ball cap, but with two P's.
Okay, that is actually coming up. So then we're going, so the best address for you, what would that be?
It's going to be 1842
County Road 102 West, Henderson, 75652.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So then, so what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess any time, just not too late, you know, like.
We could do, like, from 8 to 9 or, I mean, it's whatever, whenever you really want to be taking phone calls.
Eight to 7.
Okay. And you want to do Monday through Sunday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday is fine.
Okay. You sound like you have a lot of kids. You have a few of them there, right? Okay, three. Okay.
Yeah, three.
How old are they?
They're like a lot of kids, though. They're like three, but it's like having 23 all in one.
Oh. They're out for school now, huh? Are they not in school yet?
Yeah, they're out for school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're let's see, how old are y'all now? Y'all are like, Eve's 10, Isaac's 8, Lily's 5? No, you're 5, right? How old is your 5? I usually keep so much stuff on my mind. My main thing is, as long as they get fed, clothed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, no, that's great. But those are all really good ages, you know. At least they're somewhat independent, right? They're getting to that age.
You don't change diapers anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't actually have kids of my own, but anytime I would babysit for my my sister, I'd, you know, the diaper part. I was like, you know, maybe I'll just wait. Hopefully he doesn't get a diaper rash.
Right.
Don't tell her I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. So.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, definitely it can be. So for your company, do you have a logo or do you want us to create one for you?
I don't know. I mean, I have a few signs. Buddy, I'll figure that out later. Hey, I'm on the phone. Okay. Thank you, Bubba. We'll figure it out later.
Well, I see on your truck.
Blew his binoculars back together that he just broke.
Oh.
Yeah, my truck is the logo.
Yeah, so that's the logo you want to keep for your company?
I mean, we can.
Okay.
On my signs, there's a picture of a dozer. But, I mean, you know, it's just whatever. You can use both of them for all I care. I don't know.
Okay, it's a good logo, you know. It definitely, you know, it brings what you do. So, we'll just say work with the logo you have. Okay.
That's fine.
And then what forms of payment do you take? Do you take cash cards, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, all forms of payment?
I mean, usually I just take cash and check and I mean, I don't do Venmo. I've never done it. I'm not opposed to trying that, but one of those, I don't remember which one it was. One of them takes forever for you to get paid. I think it's PayPal or something, but.
Yeah, PayPal takes a while, definitely. But, you know, like Zelle, I always just for people who don't already use it, I would say Zelle is really good, you know, just because it's connected to everybody's Zelle. Bank account. Yeah, so it's really, you know, helpful for people to send
Cash
money.
I've used Cash App, but, like, they take money out and stuff every time, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there's a fee for that. Okay, so, and then, so the other thing too, Seth, that we can create for you, it's not mandatory by any means, but we can give you what's called a call tracking number, and it's basically just a business line. So it would be directed to your personal phone number, but it would make it so that your personal number isn't listed online anywhere. Do you think that's something that you might be interested in?
I don't know.
Okay.
I never really thought about it. I never had any problems with my personal number, but.
Yeah, no. Well, so this, it's not necessarily about having, you know, any problems with it. It's mostly just to not have your number listed online. So, you know, maybe other marketing companies don't call you, that those numbers would be filtered directly to your personal number through the call tracking number.
Okay.
So at least I can go ahead and send you the application for it. I'm going to go ahead and text it for you. And if you do decide that you want to do that, then you can go ahead and just fill it out and have it ready for your client interview. It's very short. It only takes like a minute. But it basically, it'll come with an app, so you'll be able to see all the numbers you have coming in. If you have anybody else working for you, you can put both lines on that line, so you can kind of, you know, it's just a helpful thing to have for your company. So I'll text that to you right now.
Can I do that later?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, just have that ready for your client interview if you decide you want to do it, okay? And then the services that you offer, you know, just give me a couple of keywords that we can start with.
Excavation. I don't know. Dirt work, land clearing.
Okay.
Ponds, build ponds.
Like construction.
Build house pads, build commercial pads.
Okay.
Residential and commercial. I mean, tree work.
Okay. Hey, you do a lot. okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account?
Yeah, I guess, Alba.
Alba, okay.
Alba Rodriguez, yeah.
Is that like a coworker or like a employee or something?
Well, she's my girlfriend.
Okay, okay. That's the one I talked to before. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she helps me with a lot of stuff, too.
Okay, does she have a last name, or do you just want to leave it at Alba?
Rodriguez.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then, okay, so the next thing that I'm going to do with you, so there's just a couple of more steps. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So basically, I'm just going to set you up for the client interview, get billing. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. It's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it outlines a service agreement. So I'll read that after billing for you, and then I'll also send you a written invoice that has everything outlined that we've discussed. I'll have you sign that, and then you'll be good to go. So are you available for tomorrow, let's say, at 12?
Sure.
Okay, so it'll be from 12 to 1. They'll be calling
you. It's just like phone interview, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just where they're, like I said, where they're going to get the keywords, you know, everything. It's just kind of where the magic happens, where they're going to get everything put together for your program. So,
yeah.
Okay, so then for billing, let's see here. So let me go ahead and put this in.
I mean, there's a lot. We do parking lots. We do driveways. We do, I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just leave it at what I have there right now. You'll definitely go over that more extensively with them so that they can get all of the keywords that you're being listed for. So,
okay.
Okay, so, and then for billing, it's going to be the same address, correct? The 1842 County Road?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
Hang on.
Sure, take your time.
I don't even know. It's Visa.
Okay, so I am ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, hang on. So, 5788-8896.
Okay.
4666. Worse.
Okay.
Three numbers in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say anything, but I didn't know if you would.
basically,
anyway.
This card is an omen. If you y'all mess me around, then the devil's coming after you. I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, don't put that energy out there. There's too much going on.
Nah, but it is kind of a bad number, though.
Yeah, I agree. But so what is the expiration date on that? Hopefully it's not 6-6.
yeah. 0924.
Okay. And then the 3-digit number on the back.
666. No, I'm just kidding. not 249.
If that were the case, I would tell you should probably get a new card.
I've been told that before just because of the last three numbers on the card, but just long story, but I study the Bible a lot, actually, and there's a lot of people that are, like, overly superstitious about that number, but it's and it's all biblical, I get it, there's way too much superstition involved as opposed to biblical study, and it's just, you know, I'm not worried about the number. I mean, I'm not worried about an X being put on me or something because I have the number, you know, I mean, if it was written on my forehead or on my hand, I might be a little more concerned. I don't know.
If that were the case, I would definitely be concerned. But, I don't think anything bad is going to happen to you. So, but,
yeah.
I mean, if it was the 3-digit code on your back, then I might suggest getting a new card.
Right.
That,
yeah.
That would be a little extra. Like, you know.
Well, I just
say,
I don't want to have to explain to everybody, like, when I have to call the card number out, I'm not the devil, I promise. You know?
Yeah. Well, I definitely get the feeling that you're not, so, yeah. For sure. So, okay, so, Seth, I'm going to go ahead, what I'm going to do is process the payment for the $149, and then I'm just reading you the voice verification. So, here we go. So, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Affordable Dirt Work and Land Clearing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, no problem.
I messed everything up.
No, you're fine. It's just please state your name and title within the business.
Seth Capps, an owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Seth, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. But please be advised, as a result of the increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So we will never call you asking for more money. It will be that $149. So, yeah, if you're getting calls from any other marketing companies, just let them know you're working with Local Splash already. Okay? So
okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, as long as they're not, like, crazy.
Yeah, no, just within a 24-hour period, if you could respond, right, that would be great.
yeah, no problem.
Okay, so I'm hiring your certified marketing representative. If you do any other online marketing, would you just please let us know?
Yeah.
Which you won't have to, but if you do anything else, just let us know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you have a record of it or something, so you're for your own personal.
Yeah, well, so it's like, for some reason, it's, we've had in cases where somebody signed up with us and then, you know, for whatever reason, signed up with another person but still continued working with us for their Google business profile, and that's a conflict, mm-hmm. right? So you can't have two people handling your Google business profile at the same time. So it's instances like that where, you know, we would need to know if something like that is going on so we can address the issue. Right. But, again, you won't need to do anything else. We'll handle everything for you.
Well, like Angie leads and stuff like that, that shouldn't be an issue there. Cause that's totally
No.
Right?
Absolutely not. And I already know you have that. So, that's totally fine.
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of June 2nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew on the 2nd in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before the next billing is due. But you do want to, I already mentioned, just, you know, give it that 2 month shot. So, after the 2 months, you know, then you can let them know before the next billing is due, okay? So, do you agree and understand the visa renewal and cancellation terms?
So, just so I understand, like, because I'm sitting here telling my daughter to do stuff the whole time you're talking.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm, like, signaling with my hands, no, don't pull the cord out of the wall, things like that, you know? basically, can you repeat the last part again, just about the billing?
The billing, like how much it is, or the billing with the cancellation?
Cancellation.
Okay, so as I mentioned, you know, we just asked that you give it 2 months. So you can let them know at any time 3 days before your next billing is due, but, you know, just give it that 2 months, right? So,
yeah.
And then after the 2 months, just let them know, but 3 days before your next billing is due, if you do not want to continue with the services.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So do you agree and understand to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Yeah. And how would I know, like, if I got a job or whatever because of y'all's advertisement, how would I ask somebody, like, would it be possible?
No, it's not impossible. The best way to do that is, ask them where they found you, you know. So if people are constantly, I found you on Google, then you'll know that that's how you think.
Something's going on there, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Good vibes going there.
Yeah, so there is going to be, you know, there's programming and stuff. I just want to be clear that, you know, it's not like you're signing up today and you're going to be up there tomorrow, right? That's just not how it works.
Yeah. How long is it going to take?
To see the maximum results, it's going to take 30 to 45 days, but we're going to get you your directory submission, get you your website up and running within the 7-14 days. We're also going to get you your reporting dashboard that shows you all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, that reporting dashboard I talked about. So all of that mm-hmm. programming and all of that will go into that, and you'll start to see the maximum results by then. But it's also getting you your Google business profile, because you don't have one yet.
Right.
You know, we need to mail out what's called a PIN verification. That part usually is – that honestly takes like the longest. It takes about 2 weeks for you to get that PIN verification to just verify that you have an address. So that really is, you know, the longest part of all of it. So, but okay. We'll, you know, get your website up and get your company submitted to the directories before that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so then the very last part, Seth, is so a couple of text messages should have come to you just now.
Yeah, I got something.
Okay, so there's the one text message. It says, welcome, if you have any questions. The 877 number, after we're done, just do me a favor and save that number in your phone so you'll always know who's calling when it's us calling. That's who will be calling you for the interview tomorrow. Now, there's another text message that says, we sent you a copy of your invoice, and it has a link there. Do you see that?
Hey, I'm on the phone. Copy of your invoice. Yes, I see it.
Okay, go ahead and do me a favor. This is the very last thing I have to do with you, but just open up that link. You can go ahead and put me on speakerphone, and then you can go ahead and take your time, look this over however long you need. Just when you're done with that, do me a favor and scroll to the bottom of it, and it will have a little white box that says I certified that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card. Press that little white box, and then at the bottom, there's an orange box that has your name. Go ahead and type in your name, and then press confirm signature.
Okay. Hey, you see me on the phone, little one? I am Trump. Please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox. Oh, where's the bot? Oh, okay, I see. All right. I don't know what just happened. Now it's telling me to log in.
Yeah, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, so you'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days, okay? So just go ahead and bookmark that, but it'll also be emailed to you as well, okay? So, and that's pretty much it. I'll go ahead and text you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard works. Okay. You know, just whenever you get a chance, you can go ahead and look that over. And, I'm just so happy to, huh?
Is that for me? Like, tells me information about, like, how many clicks I got and things like that or something? Or
Yes. And the YouTube video will explain all of that. But it's, yeah, how many clicks you're receiving, the keywords you're listed for. You know, it shows even where the location of the searches that are being performed. So, you know, we don't want you to just take our word for it. We're going to show you everything going on with your account. So, so that YouTube video will really help with that. Also, there's a way to reach customer support directly from your reporting dashboard. And then, so I have sent you my extension and phone number in the past, but I can go ahead and send it to you again. Just if you have any other questions or anything, you can always reach me. So I'll always be the lead on your account. But from this point forward, you'll be working.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, you'll just be working with your account management team. So, yeah, that was it.
Okay. But was yours the 714 number?
So, yeah, that's the number I'm texting you from. But our phone number here is going to be the 877-635-6225. So just save that number in your phone.
Okay.
And then yeah, so I'm just so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to the local Splash family, Seth. And just make sure you answer your phone tomorrow for your client interview. You're all set up. Did you have any other questions, anything at all?
No, I don't think so. Is that already gone through on my card?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think so. Right now, are y'all gonna continually build the website kind of thing, or how does that work?
So they're going to walk you through all that in your client interview tomorrow. Like I said, the phone call will take between 20 and 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have or, all the things that you want in your program. But, they're going to get you any of that information that you'd like, so.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Seth, I'm glad we finally connected, though. I'm glad to get this done and started for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. I hope you do, too. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. You take care, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.